Blog Talk Radio.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
I've got a lot to say about what I saw happen in 2018 as far as Money in the Bank and NXT TakeOver. You see, I could easily go the I'm going to vent right away route, but I'm going to just explain it in a calm manner. What the fuck? Normally, my inflection comes, you know, during. I'm glad it had an after effect. Because NXT TakeOver, there were good matches, there were bad matches, there just were no, everyone's going to say, okay, Velveteen and Ricochet. Did it tell a story? Plain and simple, it was definitely difficult to sit and watch, because, you know, NXT has always and will always have five-star quality matches or matches that make you question. Now, most people who watch the Lars Sullivan Aleister Black match is close to main event, but it wasn't. Gargano Ciampa was the main. The tag team championships, the NXT tag team championships, were the first. It would have been different, some might say, if I were to book this match this way. I don't care about booking style. What I care about is, okay, did the show have a message that was trying to send its audience? Well, let me tell you, after driving 7.5 hours, flying, you know, from New York to Kansas City, not from LGA, of course, but the point is, did I have a good time or not? I can say that. It wasn't your usual NXT TakeOver. Like, normally, the TakeOvers before Mania, they are somewhat decent. They have matches in which won't make you question your sanity. No pun intended. But Velveteen and Ricochet, why did that match stand out to me? Well, to tell you the truth, man, there's a lot that stood out to me, good and bad. Okay, so I want to start off with the bad first, because it's part of my nature. Trust me. The bad was, okay, so you want fans to remember your event, which they will. Bianca Belair versus Dakota Kai. When someone hits you, you know, a forearm to the face or closed fist with hair, whatever it was, that's not the point. Bianca Belair, to me, just, she strikes me as very bland. Hi, I can twirl my hair and move my feet. And I can bench press 300 pounds and I'm quite the athlete. There's got to be a reason for which Bianca Belair, you know, has for being in WWE. But what I'll never understand And now I'm quoting. Why in the fuck someone would pick her over Abby Lee? Well, she had a bad attitude, got to the point where Ruby Riott didn't want to tag with her anymore. Okay, attitude-wise, yeah. What is Bianca Belair? I'm not going to spend my time focusing on what Bianca Belair could improve. The fact that Undisputed Era retained, I'm not upset over. The funny part is, guys, the baby faces were getting booed out of the building, and I haven't heard that happen in quite some time. Oh, wait. No. Happens quite often in wrestling, man. Saying goes, now fans don't know what they want. They're very fickle. And that's somewhat true. So should I get mad that NXT TakeOver was meh? Because every now and again, you're going to have shows that are meh. And every now and again, you know, you go see a movie, and you're like, well, gee, this is a crappy show. Why did I waste the $10 on this movie? One must wonder, right? NXT TakeOver took place at the same place as Money in the Bank. I remember hearing me rant about how it took them a while to sell out seats. I'm still going to get on to that. Because NXT didn't have to, you know, take as much. Because the reputation that NXT lives up to now is based upon two individuals who are eventually going to tag again, but the feud's gotten to the point where it's like, man, how much more can one group take? If I'm referring to, wow, NXT TakeOver Chicago 2018. There just comes a point in your wrestling fandom career, whether you watch it or not, NXT just, no, how to describe it, it was a show. I mean, Velveteen and Ricochet, Gargano, Ciampa, Alistair, and Lars Sullivan. Okay. I don't like to describe things as botches. Maybe simple mistake that could have been corrected, but hey, Lars corrected. And in doing so, he gave me, you know, an open door to be like, okay, all right. It's not my place to be like, oh, the heel always calls the match. But yes, I believe Alistair tried to give him a window of opportunity to capitalize on Alistair being down, but no. When you cannot understand the concept of psychology, is it Lars's fault? Some may say yes, some may say no. What I'm going to say is, if you're the heel, plain and simple, you are the one that can be calling the match. You have got to learn that, because when you get to Maine, you're going to look fucking foolish if you don't know what the fuck you are doing. Case in point, Lars Sullivan is basically what some call Braun Strowman 2.0. Because look, the opportunities that could have befolded, you know, unfolded could have been Velveteen Dream, Ricochet, add something different to the fucking mix is what I'm trying to say. The fact that Lars Sullivan messed up a kick where he's supposed to turn into, it's not the end of the world for me. What really makes me mad is that they're trying to push him or throw him at fans and be like, here, you fuckers are going to like him because I like him. Now, granted, that's not the exact words or verbiage, but here's the thing. I sat there and had to watch that painful thing. Now, should I shift gears and go to Money in the Bank? Not just yet. If two matches shine out, then one match has got to be really bad, and that was Nikki Cross versus Shayna Baszler. Now, granted, you know, Nikki made it work as best she could. She I got knocked out by a sleeper. It's like putting an injection in a mental patient. It's kind of good, but sad. Shayna Baszler winning, that just, I'm sorry. I don't, like I said, outcomes, you know, whatever. I don't care if people read through the dirt sheet, but I'm going to take the time to say to all the fans listening in the UK, Latvia, Australia, Toronto, Canada, Montreal, Quebec, Tokyo, Japan, Sydney, Australia, Jamaica, I love y'all. So I just want to take a segue, you know, before I get into my role. There comes a point in which fans are wondering, what are you doing and why are you doing it? Because, you know, what will it take for NXT to be great again? They've been great. They've got all the talent. Just give it time for it to grow as a group. But the problem is, this group has no draws, except for maybe Gargano and Ciampa. Is it a bad thing that Gargano and Ciampa are the draws of NXT? I don't know. Okay, I gave up trying to figure out what was the method behind this madness, because it's quite obvious. The method behind some people's madness, fans don't know what they want, so you got to overstep your bounds as a promoter, blah, blah, blah. No. Do they really care about fans, do they? Do they want us to see the bigger picture, or do they want us to stop overanalyzing, some say? It's really hard not to. When I was there live and I saw exactly what had you know, what happened, what had made me want to watch NXT in the first place. And you know what it was, folks? What made me want to watch NXT is because, okay, this is the first time I had TakeOver before Money in the Bank. It's beginning to wonder, you know, like, are they doing it to draw more money? What's the deal? Because why are they having 30% off, you know? What's the deal? I would begin to think, you know, I don't know what, you know, as a fan to think, because I just, you know, folks, I drove 7.5 hours. I fly home tomorrow. So I'm a little bit scattered. Money in the Bank 2018 thoughts, and, oh yeah, Asuka Syndrome. And truth be told, this is going to be the next discussion for the next 30 minutes, so enter my mind, bitches, if you fucking dare. Look in my eyes, what do you see? The cost of personality. So, okay, Money in the Bank 2018. I'll tell you the lone highlights of that. Okay, Alexa Bliss cashing in her Money in the Bank after she won the, you know, second women's Money in the Bank ladder match 2000, you know. A lot of things are changing, folks, in WWE. Are we going to evolve with the change, or are we just going to be, okay, yeah, this is why we watch wrestling. Oh, you know, I really like this person, but I really want to cheer for this person. Man, I really don't know who to cheer for. Maybe if they shove Braun Strowman directly in our faces, maybe we might adapt to the new way of thinking, which is, there's a big guy in the division. Yay!
forget about the fact that Finn Balor and the rest of WWE Universe wanted either, you know, different people to tear down that briefcase and celebrate madly. But they, you know, it's a lot of questions, a lot of question marks, and it's sad. Why didn't Samoa Joe have an opportunity? Kevin Owens got hurt, folks. I saw it. I was in section 101 and row L. There are a lot of good things, bad things. You know, like wrestling, I wasn't angry at some of it. I'm at the point where I just want a good show. See, I'm beginning to think some people believe fans are just meat with eyes and we're doing it. Blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of questions as regarding to like what I thought. Well, overall, Nakamura. Let me say this: Shinsuke Nakamura, Asuka. There's a reason why I titled my title Asuka Syndrome. Shinsuke and AJ told a story. I ain't mad at that match. Okay. The fact that AJ Styles is champion, am I mad at that? Yeah. I'm mad because the scenery needs to fucking change. And you guys are so hell-bent that, well, the fans with the IQ of 12 keep watching, so we're going to base it off of our sales and base it off of our merch sales. And, yes, AJ is a merch seller. He's a draw. We all get it. I don't care if it's Shinsuke, Joe, Bobby Roode. Bobby Roode's not a part of SmackDown Live, but it seems like nothing changes until SummerSlam or Survivor Series. And it's like, where was this the entire fucking year? You know, sadism or being sadistic, but I can't stand people who sit there and just, oh yeah, we like him because we don't like Roman Reigns. I honestly, at this point, guys, the worst match scenario type thing, there's only one or two. Actually, there's a lot, but what was the point of having Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows, the Good Brothers, lose to the Bludgeons? I can answer that. It's because you don't want the Bludgeons' reign to look, you know, rhetorical. Oh, yeah, they're such a dominant tag team, and then they lose in 2 months. That one makes – I understand that one. The Intercontinental title, Seth versus Elias. This was basically a set of matches that you could see every single week on replay on Hulu on Monday Night Raw or SmackDown Live. It's just, I don't get it. I feel like most, some of you feel, and that is whenever you have an opportunity to give the fans what they want, you shouldn't hesitate. It's like, if you can't pull the trigger when you're hunting, why are you hunting? If you can't yell out bingo when you hit a double bingo, what is the fucking point of, you know, being in the bingo hall and smoking the fucking cigars in the first place? What I'm getting at is WWE managed somehow to take advantage of what? There was nothing for them to take advantage of. There's no builds. There's no, hey, yeah, what, we tried something new. And the fans just ate it up. I mean, have they tried this before? And some of you may say, well, fans never know what they want. That's because you only ask the fans with the IQ of 12. And Lord only knows those idiots just, you know, they cost a lot of things for fans. And that's WWE fans, including myself. Money in the Bank 2018, the lone bright spot, Shinsuke Nakamura, Alexa Bliss. Ronda Rousey looked very sloppy. It was to the point where Nia didn't even throw her, and she tumbled outside the ring. It looked as if Ronda Rousey was intoxicated, but I don't think she was, because she made it to the ring just fine. It's like, okay, so are you Ronda Rousey or Ella the Drunk? Because Nia Jax was able to, you know, manhandle her. Rousey's offense was still MMA, UFC. She's landing punches and all during the match, and then I was so happy to see Alexa Bliss, because to me, I think Bliss understands how to work a crowd, how to pull it, all that. And now I'm going to go back to UFC, not UFC, but NXT. The Gargano-Ciampa match, when Ciampa ends up pulling Gargano into a DDT on the planks. Okay, brilliant. But also kind of suspicious because, you know, fans will be like, oh, well, this was, you know, going on. Some, you know, smarky moments about, oh, yeah, you see, this is how this works and that's how that works. Honestly, I don't care. You know why? Because every time that I've said something, it's just, what can go wrong, or how are we going to fix this? It begs the question. When I watch NXT, are we going to have a shit show? Or are we going to have a good show? I don't know. It's very, very difficult. Because when we see things like Money in the Bank 2018, all we're left wondering is, okay, Asuka lost, Ellsworth showed up. So the Asuka syndrome basically is referring to, ever since WrestleMania 34, she had a great match with Charlotte. There's nothing, no doubt about it. You know what? I remember one point, you know, when NXT had certain people, it was not going to help. Because then that's looking backwards. What I'm trying to say is, I remember when NXT and Maine could give us a show. Well, Maine's been suffering for a while. And the rumors about, what are you guys going to do with Young Bucks? You already have all the names and don't, some people say, well, you don't utilize them. At this point, guys, what's the point of disputing bookings? Because we know that it's just going to happen all over again. I'd be pleasantly surprised if Braun Strowman ends up winning WWE gold. Because Lesnar barely shows up, you know, minimal of 35 appearances last year, and according to Forbes.com, made $6.5 million, which is second behind John Cena in appearances and whatnot. The fact that the IC title was defended, the fact that the women's title was defended and changed hands on Monday Night Raw basically means we have a champion which is privileged not to show up. I'm just, you know, it's funny. Some of us will unsay, or not unsay, but say the reason why Bliss won is because, you know, fans kind of had mixed reactions to her winning the championship. The problem most of us have, dudes, is that she only worked one match, and you're already throwing her into the title match. I believe in such a thing as giving someone a chance, but Ronda, okay, she's a draw, she's a name. Plain and simple, if you draw, you know, asses to seats, then guess what, you're forever loved. But if you're a nobody and you complain, bitch, and cry, well, then, why would the company care? Asuka versus Carmella, Ellsworth shows up. And I'm not sorry if I spoiled it for folks who haven't watched. You know why? Because Ellsworth has somehow managed to be the discussion focal point of WWE. Good, bad, indifferent. Our network is going to crash because they're going to start ordering Ellsworth stuff. I don't care. And I'm one of many who thought it was retarded to bring him back to give Carmella, you know, a heat advantage. So the Asuka syndrome, is it ever going to get, healed, treated? Is there something that can treat a burn? For most of you who don't like Asuka, you're smoking a pipe. Shinsuke Nakamura, God bless his soul, man. He's a trooper because I know that he deserves a championship. So does Samoa Joe, so does Sami Zayn. What is keeping them around? I don't know. Enough to survive off of their wrestling? I don't really see how that's, an issue. No. What's an issue is last night you see an individual who, which really is not, he is a fan favorite, but at the same time, he isn't. So just because some people are chanting with him or cheering with him, he's over. Yeah, he's well over, and he deserves it, I guess. And I say that nicely, because if you think that Braun Strowman is deserved, okay, to each their own. All right, fans, we're going to take a little snoozle break now. For those wishing to go to Super Camp July 20th and 21st, do so by signing up at monsterfactory.org or typing in Monster Factory Super Camp under Google and the name pops up. Voila! You can get what you get and learn what you're going to learn. And monsterfactory.org, eventbrite.com. Tickets are half now, half later. Which is, $206 for one ticket. If you attended the Monster Factory Super Camp in April, you will be getting in for free this time. For more information, contact Danny Cage directly. If you haven't paid, you need to get your ass in gear and fucking do it. For those of you wishing to sign up for the WWE Network, you can do so by going to WWE.com, clicking on the Network tab, sign on the valid password and email address. If you don't want to do the $9.99 recurring bill, you can get your preloaded WWE shop cards at WWEshop.com, $6.99 plus shipping and handling, $11.99 for 2 to 5 business days. And, oh, yeah, if you haven't already done so, man, it is $21.99 for shipping. I'm tired, folks. Okay. For those of you wanting to fight the good fight against cancer and kick it square in the ass, you can do so by visiting SusanGComan.org and Cure for Connor. Kick cancer square in the ass today, fight the good fight, and support your loved ones and those who have it. Oh, and by the way, the preloaded cards can be found at your local Dollar General, 7-Eleven, Best Buy, Walmart. Are they selling that vintage? No, GameStop. Okay. I was going to say, handing me the notes, man. Anyways, folks, I would like to sit here and take the time out to tell you the rest of why I've got mixed feelings. It wasn't terrible. Money in the Bank wasn't terrible. But you think you know what the fans want, you're mistaken. I didn't care that Shinsuke lost in the regard that, they're building, but Jesus, at least I can say this. The difference between SmackDown Live and Raw, I match. So therefore, there's a place. There used to be a concept that pay-per-view matches had to build off of Monday Night Raw, because SmackDown Live was non-existent as a show, but it still got ratings because, well, the names. Names are everything in wrestling. Shinsuke AJ's match, I want to touch base with. Very good match. Yes. Told a story. The women's ladder match, some people may have said, oh, it was weak. It just featured a lot of extra, you know, spotty spots. Mm-hmm. And in actuality, I can tell you that's not true. What I saw WWE do was give us a show, but it was very half-assed. And that's why it's not easy. It's hard. It's hard to watch and, you know, say, okay, how can I be positive about this show? And that's, you know, WWE brand show. One must wonder. Because I spent money, you know, and I'm not going to complain about the little things. I am, however, concerned, you know, whenever I go to a WWE event, is it going to be a shit fest? Is it going to be worthwhile? If fans are playing beach ball to keep themselves awake from the match going on in the ring, then some of you may say, well, that's disrespectful. The wrestlers put in the work, and they deserve your time. They'll get our time when we get a quality match, not a shit show. And I'm just saying, Roman Reigns versus Jinder Mahal. Jinder looked lost. Jinder looked fucking lost, man. In some areas. Now he may say, I wasn't lost. I really wasn't lost. Honestly, folks, when I watched from the beginning to end, I ended up doing the wave. I ended up booing and cheering different wrestling chants because the focus, people just intentionally tune out Roman Reigns and Jinder Mahal. I know they have to have a match, but what was the point? What was the point of subjecting fans to that style match? So I'm going to tell you, if you think you know what fans want, no, you don't. We know what we want. It's just unfortunate that outcomes come out the way they do sometimes because some people, not all, some are the ones that go and buy these t-shirts and buy the tickets. And some, you know, what I'm referring to is some people just don't want to feel like, oh yeah, we're going to a WWE event. Hopefully we won't be disappointed, cross fingers. I went to a Cubs game, you know, when Chicago was in there the last time for anything, when it was still the United Center, no. I mean, Allstate Center was just being, you know, furbished. I remember telling myself, okay, hopefully CM Punk wins tonight. I didn't expect it to happen, so he put on a show like he normally does, and he won. Another thing I never understand is why, if you think you know what you want for us, so we're like the child that if they don't pick out a yogurt or an applesauce, you're going to be a complete dick to us. And force feed us. By force feed, I'm talking about Braun Strowman. Okay, well, by force feeding, I'm just saying the concept, not the. There's a difference between force feeding the person and the concept. Concept is Braun Strowman's a big guy and you can't miss him. And if you oppose him, well. There's a lot of questions. I will get to you as soon as I can, sir. God, okay. City by city, you did your job. It's okay. I'm reading a Roman Reigns tweet. Sorry, folks. I've got social media ADD. Match by match, city by city, that's what's built the Roman Empire. Every time I walk in the ring, it's an opportunity to elicit a reaction. You did your part last night, Chicago. I'm not mad about that. Kind of, you know, I feel bad. It's some people that really can't work. And gender, ever since the WWE title drop, has really shown no sign of emerging as someone who has evolved. Now, I'm a critic. Is that what you're trying to say, bud? No, I'm just a realist. And realist and say, I'm not this and that. Look, let's be real, shall we? The match between Roman Reigns and Jinder Mahal was so bad. And I was there in section 101, row L, C4. Roman Reigns never really gave anything except for trying and attempting to get a reaction. And it's funny. Yeah, you got a reaction, man. It's just, I don't know how to word it other than holy fuck. What did I just watch? And the fact that I caught the tail end of that, because even though I was there live, I didn't go to get nachos. My friend was about ready to go to the merch stand. But I really, you know, there's pointless matches. The kickoff match between former nine-time IWGP champions, the Good Brothers versus the Bludgeon. I understood that one, but it's still a shitty match. Everything went smoothly sequence-wise. Everything went great, you know, as far as telling a story to the fans. But what was the point? I didn't, you know. And also, Bray and Matt Hardy, I guess they didn't want them as part of the card. I don't know. They scratched a match. I don't know, man. If you're throwing questions out there, then I can answer accordingly, not rapid fire, okay? I got 6 minutes left, so I'm just going to reserve the whole thing and be like, well, what did I like about NXT? There's some matches. Here and there. Ricochet, Velveteen, some may not have liked, but did some really risky stuff. I didn't like the opening match, the teaser match. I call it teaser because Bianca Belair, Dakota Kai, I don't know. Somehow, I think you're not understanding. I'm just like, okay. I'm just trying to figure out why you're asking me that question. I'm not going to... Okay, look. Lars Sullivan, to me... Yeah, Lars Sullivan, I honestly think he did okay, but could he done better? I'm not... I'm not one to be like, you need to improve upon your bumps. He knows what he did. It's not like, okay, the only thing that bugged me about that whole thing, dude, if you didn't hear me at the beginning of the show, was when you are the heel in the match, you are to call the match. It's just as bad as when fucking, oh, jeez, dude. Okay, when Baron Corbin and Dean Ambrose, is every rookie going to get it his first time? No. But when you are a professional in WWE, there's expectations, my friend. If you're the heel, no matter what level you are, learn to call a match. Grow a pair and fucking call the shit. I don't care if it's a shitty move or, you know, shitty Irish whip corner. I'm coming in hot, meaning tackle in the corner, clothesline in the corner, and you flail out like an accordion. There's got to be a reason behind what you do, and you got to have conviction behind it. He didn't really have conviction. And that's why I felt, okay, how in the bluest of all hells are we supposed to watch that of shit? Aleister normally had great matches. And some people say, I can't get behind him. In conclusion, folks, sometimes, like at the 90-second warning, but tomorrow, folks, live here on Wrestle Radio Tuesday, I'm going to discuss further why, you know, I'm going to subject myself to watching Monday Night Raw, because there's got to be an ends to meet. There's always a reason for WWE and what they do. There's a reason for anything in wrestling, Ring of Honor, New Japan. There's always a reason behind their madness, but I didn't really catch on or latch on to or believe in what they were showing us, because, again, presentation to the fans is 9/10 of the law. That's just how I see it. And if you don't believe in what I'm telling you, I got 3 choice words for you. Forget about it, toodles, bitches. I gots to go. Have a nice day, night, whatever. Toodles, bitches, for real. I gotta eat. Bye.